It started in Liverpool, England, and swept up the youth of the world. And while adults speaking in many foreign languages looked on in awe, four young boys from a poor British seaport slum town, their hairstyle a harmless defiance of convention, their musical style brash, earned renown which they had never dreamed of and perhaps never really wanted. The Beatles had even picked a name which defied and challenged acceptance. Their very success, ironically, seems to defeat their I don't care philosophy. But through it all, confused at times, perhaps a little frightened at times, they've clinged to their identity and grown closer to one another. From such romantic-sounding but dank-appearing Liverpool clubs as the Cavern or Iron Door, where the smell of seawater mixes with the odor of ciggies, now come the sound delights, the singing and screaming junior auxiliaries of Britain's storied angry men. But always up front, George, Paul, John, and Ringo, a quartet of musical rebellion who make no effort to charm, but strangely enough, by that very act, charm their most severe critics. And like Pied Pipers, their fans are legion, but their cultist reactions a phenomena.
There were those groups, like the Ray Conniff Singers, Charles Singers, and other groups that still sustain themselves. This was a big record in 64, Love Me With All Your Heart. Six After Eight with Dave Jones from WPGC.
Love me with all your heart.
That's a sound of the Ray Charles Singers and Love Me With All Your Heart. A very pretty song from 1964. The British invasion's continuing. Groups were popping up all over the world. Sounding British, some of them not sounding British. American groups were starting to be groups, working hard to get back on the top of the heap. It was a difficult year for American music. We'll see more about that in just about 30 seconds.
1964.
What did it do to you? You seem to be in a...
They were just like four boys. They really liked them. They were good. They were great okay guys. It didn't really hit me. And then you see them standing there singing, and I don't know what they do. They just change you. They're not what they used to be. They're just so much better. Guys. You see what stage? They're just like a myth for you. It's what they seem like. Every little movement's for you and no one else. It seems so personal, but yeah, it's just for everybody.
Did you ever expect the concert to do this to you?
Oh, no. I came here to sing. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to do anything. So here I am crying. And the thing is, I touched Paul the other day. I thought, well, that's not going to be nothing. I've touched Paul McCartney. And now I've touched him. I can't touch him again, ever again. Never. I got his own.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I just think they're the most wonderful person I've ever met in my whole life. I just love them.
Beatlemania. But what is Beatlemania? Mania, by definition, means craze. We found a label, but we still don't know what's inside the bottle. In Hamburg, Germany, where the early Beatles started, youngsters who didn't even understand English felt Beatlemania. Beatlemania is, in fact, a temporary state of mind which can only be accurately described by the one who's under its influence. There are many reasons for Beatlemania. Is the reason why Beatlemania was ready to serve to the world. Into the musical Liverpool cauldron were the basic Beatle ingredients of excitement, sound, movement, freshness. Cooked over the bubbling waters of the Mersey River, it was Brian Epstein stirring the brew, adding from time to time the dash of professional seasoning.